who had formerly been spiteful toward him and evidently unfriendly, now became gentle and affectionate. The angry eldest princess, with the long waist and hair plastered down like a doll's, had come into Pierre's room after the funeral. With drooping eyes and frequent blushes, she told him she was very sorry about their past misunderstandings and did not now feel she had a right to ask him for anything, except only for permission, after the blow she had received, to remain for a few weeks longer in the house she so loved and where she had sacrificed so much. She could not refrain from weeping at these words. Touched that this statuesque princess could so change, Pierre took her hand and begged her forgiveness, without knowing what for. From that day the eldest princess quite changed toward Pierre and began knitting a striped scarf for him. "Do this for my sake, mon cher. After all, she had to put up with a great deal from the deceased," said Prince Vasily to him, handing him a deed to sign for the princess's benefit. Prince Vasily had come to the conclusion that it was necessary to throw this bone, a bill for 30,000 rubles, to the princess that it might not occur to her to speak for his share in the affair of the inlaid portfolio. Pierre signed the deed, and after that the princess grew still kinder. The younger sisters also became affectionate to him.